Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome into the Financial Education Podcast. Today, we're going to start a new series called Stock Market News Today, today being September 24th, 2018, and we're going to cover some of the biggest stock market news stories I saw out there. Starting at the top, we had a lot of news around how the Chinese tariffs may be affecting home renovations in the future and the home builders in general. We know a lot of Chinese products are going to be hit by the new tariffs, 10%, could go up to 25%. 5% on a lot of products that are made in China. So it could negatively affect the home builders. We saw lumber get affected earlier in the year from the Canadian tariffs there on Canadian lumber. So we'll have to see how much this will end up affecting the home builders. We'll have to see how much it affects stores like Home Depot, Lowe's that make a ton of money off home renovation. If, let's say, a light fixture is $5 more expensive than it would be previously, does that person say, I'm not going to get that light fixture? If tiles are, let's say, 25 cents more expensive, going into this upcoming year versus last year, does somebody say, I don't want to get those tiles, I'm just going to hold off on that? That remains to be seen. In terms of home builders, I think if you have a really strong home builder name, they'll probably be able to pass off that cost to their clients. It depends. It's all about brand name in the end. So we'll have to see how much that affects or doesn't affect things in the future there. Starbucks was in the news today. So Starbucks is about to make significant changes to its organizational structure that could include corporate layoffs, according to an internal memo sent to employees by CEO Kevin Johnson, who obviously took Howard Schultz's place there, the founder of the company. So Kevin Johnson basically says, we must increase the velocity of innovation that is relevant to our customers, inspires our partners, and is meaningful to our business, Johnson said in a memo obtained to CNBC. To accomplish this, we are going to make significant changes on how we work as leaders in all areas of the company. We know Starbucks has been having a lot of trouble growing, flat out. Like, they have had a lot of trouble growing same-store sales. We've seen more competition in their biggest market, which is the U.S. From my perspective, Dutch Bros is a 1,000 times better. So, out here in Las Vegas, we have quite a few Dutch Bros, and it's like a million times better. It's not even close. So, if we want some type of coffee drink or drink, period, we go to Dutch Bros. We don't go to Starbucks in the end. That's what they're kind of their deal. They're facing a lot of competition right now. A lot of the advantages they had previously, over the past decade or two have eroded away. And now they're kind of fighting an uphill battle there. We had Netflix in the news today, so Netflix shares ended up rising. It looks like Apple is going to focus more of their original content on, let's say, family-friendly type stuff. They don't want controversial type things. They don't want things that are going to hurt their brand in the end. So Netflix ends up benefiting from this because obviously Netflix, can do whatever they want out there. We saw Tilray stock get absolutely destroyed again today. The stock is down around $200 per share in a matter of about 3-4 trading days. It was just about 3 or 4 trading days ago that Tilray stock hit $300 a share. Today it closed under $100. Okay, we heard, I saw Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan Chase. He came out and he said he sees no great potholes, saying 3% plus economic growth may very well continue. Could be possible we could have a 4% plus clip. We just grew in the past quarter a 4% plus. They're talking about could be approaching 5% in this upcoming quarter, which be unprecedented. We haven't seen if we hit a 5% number, we haven't seen that in, if I recall, it's been decades. We've hit 4% every once in a while, but 5%, I cannot remember the last time we hit a 5% number. So that would be pretty good. GE shares hit a 9-year low today. GE stock has just been a falling knife, a disaster. They're trying to turn it around. They're trying to turn it around, but honestly, it's a tough turnaround with a business that big and when it's gone so far south, which is what has happened there. Google has rolled out some updates to its search engine. They rolled out some updates to Chrome, which may make it easier to track you, which means they can probably make some more money on that. Sears CEO proposes a plan to avoid bankruptcy. as options and cash run low, Sears, like, shouldn't they have just given up 5 years ago? Like, no joke. Like, Sears, just, well, like, why haven't you guys given up? Like, it's not a fight worth fighting anymore. Like, you guys are not going to make it. It's pretty incredible there. I saw Sirius XM is going to buy Pandora for $3.5 billion valuation. That is quite a big move there. So the Pandora shares ended up closing at around $8.98 there. Sirius ended up falling around 10.3% on the day. So it looks like, you know, Sirius XM shareholders are not a fan of this move, and Pandora is losing a lot of money. So shareholders will receive 1.44 of the newly issued Sirius XM shares for each Pandora share they hold. The company said the implied Pandora price from the deal is $10.14 a share, a 13.8% premium over the 30-day traded volume there. So, you know, if the deal goes through, you could make some money there in Pandora stock, as the premium would be much higher than what the current valuation is. So we'll see how that goes through. But, you know, two companies that lose money, it's never a good thing. It might be two loser companies kind of partnering. You know, Pandora's, it's a decent company in terms of their product. Their product is pretty good, the Pandora service. The issue is they can't make any money on it. And the question is if they'll ever be able to make money on it. So you could say good product, poor business model. In my opinion, Pandora should have been bought by someone like a Google. I think that would have made a lot more sense. Google could put their you know, full advertising products behind that and whatnot, and really ramp up advertising there and get it to a place where it's sustainable and growing. So in my opinion, it's the wrong deal. I think, you know, Sirius XM buying them, it's just, to me, it's not the best fit for either company. I think, honestly, Pandora made perfect sense for Apple to go ahead and purchase, or Facebook, either one, honestly. I think Google would have been the best buyer of them, Google or Facebook, but I honestly think Google would have been a perfect buy. I have no clue why they didn't do it. You get it for such a low valuation there. So that covers stock market news for September 24th, 2018. If you enjoy this podcast, make sure you hit us a 5-star on whatever you are listening to this on. Thanks for listening, guys, and have a great day.